Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Okay, I think we're almost packed. If I put this cask of gunpowder under the cook pot, I think that will be... Yeah, that's safer. Oh, God, I can't believe Amesley just put that on top of everything. Everything has to have its place. Okay, we'll put the carrots that Fanula's brought over here next to Hero's grain. And then if we put Nortrud's tent right between there, it's kind of flat. All right, then we'll put Amesley on top of that. I don't think there's going to be room this time for Peleus, so he can walk. Okay, I think we're almost ready for the road. I wish we could take the Grey Realm Rift. That would be so much faster than walking. I just don't know how we'd get out on the other side. I gotta work on finding where other Grey Realm Rifts might be, because if this thing's here, there has to be others. Maybe Nortrud can find a way for us to track down where a rift might be from the other side. Maybe we'll hear talk of them on the road somewhere. I think we'll be okay. As long as we don't encounter any more of those darklings, I think this hike's gonna be more enjoyable. As we climb into the mountains, I think we're just going to have better views and cleaner air and... Oh, who am I kidding? I'm looking forward to this with so much excitement. Just love being out in the woods. That is the one thing about those Grey Realm Rifts. They just don't feel right. Everything feels off. Fanula found out nothing quite tastes right. Well, maybe we'll find a way to get back into the Grey Realm at some point, and we can try to come back here. It would be easier to get back to Revelhein, and even though I don't really like that place, I would be very happy to find a faster way to get there. So, we'll see how it goes. Well, if worse comes to worse and someone shoots this cask, at least Amesley's gonna feel it first. Well, shit, I'll be in the cart. Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that.
This is Beth, and I play Amesley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrud the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
Taylor, can you roll a survival check to try and get you guys back on track?
Nat 20.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Yeah. So you find, you don't even need to go back to where you guys were camping before. You figure out how to get back on track, and you can sort of, through the trees, you can sort of see the mountains in the distance, and you figure out exactly where you need to go.
This way. Let us go yonder towards these mountains. And Taylor just kind of strides off like a dope.
Like a dope ranger.
Oh.
As you guys continue south, the trees begin to get more dense as you near the mountains. And you're still able to get the cart through, but you now need somebody in front of the horses sort of like guiding them through the trees. And the same is going to be for Celery and Hero. You guys are going to have to get off the mounts and start walking them.
Okay. Do we know how far we are from... We're headed towards that other rift and, like, the prison and stuff, right?
Yes.
Do we have to go over the mountains and then they're on the other side? Or are they in the mountains or what? I can't
remember. As far as the rift's location, you guys aren't 100% sure. It could be in the mountains, could be on the other side of the mountains.
Okay. So,
but they're not on this side of the mountains. And Ridgemont is on the other side of the mountains where the prison is.
Okay. On our way, while we're traveling, I would like to forage for edible... things.
Roll a survival check.
I didn't roll very well. 6.
You know you have a thing growing on your wrist that has edible things on it?
But those are berries.
Sure. They're also edible. Anyways, find a few just like plain mushrooms, nothing special, no chanterelles or anything. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
As you're walking.
I just wanted to get some snacks into my inventory.
You guys eventually come to a flowing stream, and it is pretty fast flowing stream and pretty wide. and it's running north to south. And Taylor, you know, when you're at this stream, you just sort of need to go north. But at some point in time, you need to cross over the stream in order to get to the trail that is going to lead up the mountains. And you recall vaguely that there was a bridge somewhere closer up to the base of the waterfall, but you don't know the state of it now.
It's like an Oregon Trail moment. So I think we need to get across this stream, but I don't think this is the best place for us to, well, get our feet wet. I remember there once being a crossing maybe a little further upstream we might be able to find, but it might not be there anymore. Maybe we should take a break here and we could scout a little bit and see if we could find a better spot to get across. Or we can just head up upstream and see what we could find, but we should try to get across where the crossing is safe.
I'm okay with going upstream.
I'm perfectly fine with finding an easier way to cross.
Covering the banks of the river is a bunch of bramble bushes, and there's oak trees that sort of hang over, and leaves, the fall autumn leaves are getting into the water. And you scout around, and it seems like heading upstream, the stream sort of widens, and it seems like the water gets calmer, maybe a little bit less deep. And eventually, just after a few more minutes, you sort of like turn a corner and the trees are sort of out of the way, and you come up and you see the face of the mountain range that you guys have now come up against. And you can see a big waterfall that is coming down and splashing into a giant pool, which is now creating this river that is flowing down. You can see on the left side of the waterfall, there seems to be a trail that is zigzagging up the mountain. And there in front of you seems to be the remnants of a bridge. It seems like in a storm or something, the bridge got broken, and maybe since nobody uses this path anymore, that's why it hasn't been repaired. But from where you stopped and where you are now, there was a wider part of the river that seemed more calm that maybe the horses and cart could ford.
Is it going to be trouble to get the cart and horses to where this crossing is? Or, like you said, the brambles and such along the stream bank were an obstacle, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be too much of an obstacle. You guys can easily navigate around
it. Okay. Sweet, let's go!
You guys gather everything up. And to do this, I'm basically going to need, let's say, we're going to have one person who's going to do an animal handling check to see if they can get the horse and cart across.
I will happily volunteer to do that.
I vote you.
I'll just go for it because I'm proficient with animal handling.
Wonderful. I will cast guidance on you.
What if I help him by casting Speak with the Animals and then explaining what we're doing to the horses?
Okay, I'll give Taylor advantage with that.
Yeah.
What do you say
to the horses? I'm still casting guidance on you.
I say, okay, it takes me 10 minutes. I say, hold on a sec, I can help. And then 10 minutes later, so I have to ritual cast that, I go up to the horses and I say, we're going to just get across the stream. It's going to be all right. And then we'll be on the other side. And look, there's really nice grass on the other side. It's super delicious. I tried some.
You tried some of the grass on the other side of the river?
Wait, am I speaking in common or am I speaking in horse?
No, but you are a little horse.
Yeah, she's just sort of like grunting and making horse noises and like moving her body in weird ways. I figure that's how like horses talk. You're talking to the two draft horses, which are pulling the cart, I assume. You're not talking to Marion's horse or Celery.
No.
And they both respond. One of them says, "But I hate water." And the other one says, "I love grass."
I talk to that one again and I say, "It's so delicious. What do you think about that? I just want you to say something."
Oh, it's good grass, eh? Let's go get the grass.
I look at the other one and I say, your friend has a really good point. You should probably listen to them.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Taylor, do your roll with advantage and guidance.
Before I do that, can you maybe take a second to describe this waterfall that we've all been probably staring at for the last 10 minutes? I want to imagine, like, how big it is, or how tall is it?
I really like the idea of Marion and Taylor taking a look at this picturesque waterfall while the hindness is going... Nature's beautiful, isn't it? Look at how the light shines across the water. Just can't get enough of this.
The waterfall, it seems to have like series, and you can't really see where it starts, but this last segment seems to be falling for like 200 feet or more. No, actually, probably even more than that. Let's say 500 feet. That's how big this last section of the waterfall is. But you can see like other sections that are just as big or maybe a little bit smaller. And you can see a lot of the pathway that sort of goes up on the left side of the mountain. And sometimes it goes farther away from the mountain and then comes back. And you just see like a bunch of switchbacks that keep going up higher. And you can't really see the end of the road either. It's for your knowledge, Taylor, it seems like it's a full day, especially with the cart and horses, like navigating them up this rocky switchback hill face. There are stops along the way to sort of rest, but not really good like camping spots, I would say.
And this road starts on the opposite side of the riverbank from us, is that correct?
Okay. Yes. So that you guys can see where the road starts.
Gotcha.
Since you guys got a late start and sort of the traveling throughout the day. Pretty much basically whenever you cross this river, who knows what's going to happen. It's probably going to be closer to sunset by then.
I don't think we're going to get any start on this climb tonight. What do you think, Marion?
It's probably not a bad... I mean, if you're telling me, then I would defer to your expertise. But from what little I know, I'm inclined to agree. Trying just to push ourselves too far is not going to do anybody any good.
I don't really want to face a climb like this at the end of the day, so maybe we can convince everyone just to camp on the other side of the stream once we get everyone across.
We'll see what kind of mayhem the stream creates. Maybe we won't need much persuading at all.
Okay. So
if you have to fish a horse 2 miles downstream, we'll see if everybody wants to go mountain climbing after that.
Yeah. Is anyone else joining in this conversation, or is this just our quick little aside?
Boys club, idiot boys club, doing stupid boy things.
Because if it's just that, then I guess I'll go back to the horses and cart and get ready to cross.
Taylor and Marion stand in the corner. Ah, yes, man, man. Why, man, 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 man.
Man, man.
Manly man.
They can man. Mansplain to themselves.
Manly man. Tights.
Just imagine this, like, from the back sort of picture of, you know, Marion and Taylor staring off at the waterfall, and then as you say tight tights, they just break into dance. Just like that. Beautiful. Beautiful, really. Okay, I'm going to roll if we're going across the stream. Okay. Oh, man. I got a 2, and I got an 18. So plus my proficiency, plus that. So we're at a 27 to cross this stream, folks.
Nice. Almost expertly, like he is attuned with the horses. Taylor hops on, or actually, do you ride on the cart through, or do you, like, pull the horses through?
With his tricorn raised atop his head, he stands proud on top of the cart.
Yeah.
Forward, yonder right. Steeds! Yeah. Forward!
All right, you're going to succeed. You tell me how.
Yeah, Taylor is standing at the front of the cart, you know, and gets kind of a bit of speed going as he kind of brings the horses into the crossing. And so with that momentum, they just kind of keep pushing and he gets them across. But the whole time he's standing on the seat of the cart, waving the hat in the air.
How far across is this stream?
It's about 60 feet.
Actually, yeah. So as we go across, he's got the hat on. And as they get to the final end, he kind of like pulls the hat off and starts shouting. And they're like, yeah, we did it.
Cool.
Good job.
Now, Marion and Fanula, you guys need to figure out your mounts. Plus... I mean, Ames, were you guys riding in the back of the cart or in Nortrude, or did you get off the cart and watch him do that?
I watched him from the cart.
I chose to risk it, so I was in the cart.
You guys are also across, Marion and Fanula. What do you guys do?
I I look at Celery and I tell her what's going on and that there's delicious grass on that side. I use the same strategy.
Yeah.
And then I go across with her.
You get the feeling that she rolls her eyes at you and she, no problem, gets in the water and does her elk swim walk on the water. Elks can swim, by the way.
They can't walk on the water, though.
No, she walks on the bottom of the riverbed.
Oh, you just said walk on the water.
Sorry. I meant walk.
She's through. I was like, is this Jesus elk?
Jesus elk.
What a walking elk. I would like to talk to Hero and say, well, you must have done this a couple hundred times in your lifetime, but I know this is the first for us, so just take it nice, gentle, and easy and see what we can do.
Yep. Give me
and I too would like my Lord's own blessing on myself, nice. Since I do not have advantage.
You will have advantage because Hero has done this several times in the past. Ah. So, advantage and guidance.
I love it. Well, that is a natural one.
Ooh.
Oh no!
And 13 plus my wisdom, which would be 16, plus 4, which would be 20.
Oh wow!
Nice. Good job. Yeah, you do it.
Good thing you had advantage.
Yeah, it's the benefit of buying a used
slightly
war horse.
Used war horse.
I think of them as seasoned like a good cast iron skillet baked on war horse.
Is there any special way you would like to do that, or are you just sort of casually riding him across?
I'm a mercenary. I don't do a lot of stuff with a lot of flair. I just, and just get in the water, get a little wet up to my... You know, up to my thighs, and then we pop out the other side. Everything will dry off.
You're all across.
Cool.
Yay!
And the sun is setting. Would you like to set up camp now or start hiking because you're mad people?
We could set up camp and then hike in the morning.
I like that plan.
To be like those crazy PCT hikers, start hiking at nighttime.
Yeah, if we were on the PCT, we would have crossed the stream in the morning when the snow melt was lowest.
Ah, yes. I know all about hiking.
All right, well, Fanula goes and I'll volunteer for whatever watch people don't want. And otherwise, I'll go into trance for 4 hours. And then I will stare at nature for the other 4 hours.
So who is taking first watch and who is on second watch?
I will take the second watch. I'm going to spend the beginning of the evening just brushing down Hero and taking care of my tack.
Yeah, Taylor's going to do the same thing and spend some time with the draft horses at the cart and make sure the cart's not, you know, breaking down after he rushed it through a stream like an idiot.
Which one of y'all is the one with the Scottish accent? We got to talk. That just ain't right.
Who's also on first watch?
I'll join.
I can do whatever watch people don't want to do.
Sounds like Fanula and Amesley are on first watch.
I can do second watch, yeah. That's fine.
Okay, Taylor's on second.
They can have more bro time!
Bro time!
And Nortrud can stay in her tent.
Yep. They can practice their dance routine.
I need my 8 hours of sleep.
All right, everyone drifts off to the sound of the waterfall. As you guys are up on watch, the waterfall is a little ways away, but it is sort of distorting what you can hear. But throughout your watch, nothing really happens unless you guys make something happen.
We have a rave.
Light the woods on fire.
Imagine you guys in a Scottish horse just having a ball. Getting all that good grass.
Aw,
yeah. That's what we're doing.
Fanula's out there grazing with a horse as Amesley's just like staring. The campfire.
See, I told you this stuff was good.
It's delicious. No, I guess I'm just watching.
I'll verify that I made mine and Taylor's new guns correctly and that everything is going to be functioning properly.
Okay. They all look good.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing happens. Next watch. And you two go to sleep. Or, Fanula, you go into trance.
After my rave.
Marion, I think we need to come up with a name for this waterfall. I don't think it has a name. I've never heard of it before. Except as the waterfall near the bridge that was.
Portafall.
Portafall?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that. I think that sticks. I was thinking Everfall, but Portafall.
What can I say? Or you should take credit for naming it. Granger Falls.
Well,
though maybe that's
That seems a little too prophetic to me, but
Yeah, I don't think we should call it Ranger Falls.
Taylor Falls.
No, I got a better. Peleus Falls. Breaks I think we can all agree.
Well, a regal scene such as this should be named after someone who has a similar amount of regalness.
Nothar's trickle, yeah, but I don't think you'll find that as amusing as some. Rifts Fall.
Rifts fall from up high.
If we're being prophetic, though it may just be a little bit of wishful thinking.
What about River Falls?
Oh, how nice of you to join us. I don't know about River Falls.
Can you hear us from inside your tent?
Yes, you were being very noisy.
Shut the hell up, I'm trying to sleep!
Just gonna stare at the waterfall and walk around every now and then just to make sure.
I got a question for you, Taylor.
My legs work. Go ahead.
Did you think you were a good parent?
Whoa!
Well, that's heavy.
I think I was a good parent. I did my best to try and learn who each of my daughters was. I mean, they grew up to be very different people, and I think I tried to support them and encourage them to explore the things that they found worth living in life. That's a tough question.
I didn't think it would be easy. I only asked because I'm trying to take some...
Are you a parent?
No, I am absolutely not a parent. I'm just trying to take some time and recontextualize some things from my own life. And take some time to figure out, you know, how I got where I am now. I mean, hopefully back on track, but... And you seem to be, you know, for all intents and purposes, a good parent. But I just thought, because it seemed for that you were able to give your children as close as I can imagine a normal life.
I was fortunate that by the time my daughters were old enough to sort of handle themselves, I was retired, so I had time to spend with them, and that became sort of the focus of my everyday, was making sure they, well, had a plan, and whatever they wanted to do, I was there by their side. I mean, Shivana really never left the house, but as far as, as far as parenting went, I just followed them and tagged along as best I could, made sure they didn't hurt themselves, and I guess it turned out okay.
Let me ask you a question. But what would you have done if they had wanted to go out and hurt people?
I would have asked them why and tried to get at the root of why they felt that was necessary. And I understand with the way the world works that conflict happens, and conflict happens for many reasons, but I would want them to be sure that they knew why they felt it was right to hurt someone, and that they understood what the consequence was or what might happen based on their actions. And if they could experience that in some level where they were the target of that harm in one way or another, and had that perspective before they became someone holding that knife, I would feel more comfortable about it. But Marion, I don't know how to answer that question. I guess I would stop them, but I don't know how.
It does sound like you were a good parent. I don't think that you'd have to worry about anybody casting any kind of aspersions on your morality, if that were the case. That's not something anybody had ever thought to ask me. Thank you. Give me something to think about.
You're welcome. Yeah. All I can say is the perspective would be the lesson I would try to pass on if I were in that circumstance that you describe. If that makes sense.
It does. I mean,
I need to think about it some more. I'm gonna go for a little walk for a second, but I'll let you know if anything else comes across my brain.
Any grand epiphanies?
Yeah, I might trip on something, and I'll let you know what I find.
Can I ask you one more before you go?
Sure.
Even if they decided against it, would you still love them?
I think so, but I think love has a lot of range, and I would love them no matter what they did because of who they are inside, not based on their actions, but I feel like I can love someone and still be disappointed in their choices, if that answers your question.
Oh, for certain it does. Sorry, Taylor, I didn't mean to drop quite that brick on top of you.
Well, considering what, 2 days ago I had that immovable rod on my chest from Peleus, I feel like your brick is a little easier for me to stomach than that other experience was. But you've given me quite a bit to think about this evening, and I hope that you find some conclusions of your own.
Well, I'm nothing if not a slow learner.
You seem to have a lot of time ahead of you to think on these things.
One would hope.
I feel like that's the best gift of all, is perspective and time.
I'll take care of the watch. You go on your walk.
I'll circle back around and check in on you in a little bit.
Call if you need anything.
Oh, you'll hear me.
Fanula, as you drift off in your normal trance, you have a dream, and this dream seems way more realistic than your normal dreams do. From your perspective, you crest over a small rise, and there's a large river running fast to the right of you. In front of you is an enormous lake rimmed by snow-capped mountains. Then the dream shifts, and time speeds up. The sun sets, and you see the two moons, Zabar and Nartrus, rise above the mountains to the east. You can see their reflections and the reflections of the stars in the enormous lake in front of you. Again, your vision shifts, and you look to the west in the mountains, and you see a small orange flickering light. Answers are there, child. Then you wake up.
I don't get to say anything.
Nope.
Rude. I wake up and then instantly go, a little late, but I guess whatever. And I roll over. Oh, wait, I'm not sleeping. I turn around.
Fanula just goes, ah, nerds.
Oi. Hello and welcome to the intermission of episode 18. I'm glad you're along for this treacherous ride through the mountains. Just a few notes here and I'll let you get back to the episode. We are starting a giveaway package for the Patreon donors. Jen created lovely character sheets. One is obviously Fae inspired and the other is more of a steampunk style. And to get your hands on these, all you have to be is a $5 a month patron. Just $5. And not only do you get access to these character sheets as a digital download, you also gain access to all of our bonus audio content. We're up to basically hours and hours of that content. However, if you feel so inclined to be a $10 a month patron, you gain access to not only the digital downloads of these beauties, but also printed copies on our own fancy cardstock sent from us. Also, $10 a month patrons will receive early access to all of our excellent artwork. So, if you want a welcome package sent directly to you, plus the digital downloads of character sheets and access to all of our bonus audio content, become a $10 a month patron today. Let me tell you, it's well worth it. And you can trust me, because I'm the DM,
and whatever I say is law. So, yeah, do it. Anywho, we have a brand new patron by the name of Violet. Thanks, Violet, for becoming our new patron. Also, in the news, we will be releasing a one-shot done by Jen, or you may know her better as Fenula. So, keep an ear out for that in the next couple of months. It's going to be magical and filled with lots and lots of glitter. Keep those reviews coming on iTunes. It really means a lot. And whenever we get one of these reviews, it's just warming our hearts. And I know a few of you outside the US have given us reviews on iTunes, but I can't see those. Or on the other podcast platforms. It doesn't really make it that easy for me. So thanks for those reviews. Sorry, I can't give you a name shout out right now. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear from our lovely friends at the Top of the Round podcast. The next episode will be out Wednesday, October 2nd. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming. And you guys wake up in the morning. Unmolested.
Wow.
By creatures. Okay?
Why?
Word choice?
And the way you said it, too, was just like, unmolested. I feel molested by you saying it that way. So thanks. Let's not do that again.
All right, all right.
Did you have to roll for that?
Yeah. You got a one.
I've always thought the term dungeon master is a little creepy, and you confirmed that.
Let me take you on an adventure.
Stop!
Anyways.
What do you guys do?
I take a shower.
I curl deeper into my pack.
I want to go tend to our pack animals. And,
you mean Amesley?
Are you a pack or are you an animal?
She's in her pack and she's an animal.
Is everyone awake?
Yeah, except for Amesley.
I'm awake. I'm just trying not to be.
Nortrude's awake and she's going to make tea and do some reading.
In her tent?
Yes. Not going to talk to the other people yet.
I just imagine people outside just slowly hearing this kettle whistle start to rise from outside the tent. Like, everyone's looking around. Like, there's no kettle on the fire. Like, there's nothing in the distance. Like,
the fuck is this?
What's the teapot?
Fenula probably won't know what that sound is. She'll be like, is it a bird?
So you guys pack up camp and start the climb.
By the way, if anyone looks at Fenula, you might do a double take because she looks completely different this morning.
So what does Fenula look like now? Because Taylor would notice.
Yeah, I feel like everyone would notice. So before she was like spring flowers and like grass and like cool pink fungus hair. And then today, her hair is like this white, green, like lichen, like chin length, and it's kind of like goes everywhere. And her skin is like a patchwork of like maroon, pale yellow, orange, brown, and dark gray, like lichens on like a dark colored rock. And you can see like some moss species too. And should people roll to see like the other thing we talked about or not?
For this small tidbit, extra information, I'm going to give Amesley and Taylor, since you both have the highest perception, just give me each of you a perception roll.
Ooh!
Nat 20! Aaron can witness that.
I was feeling really good about that.
I see.
What is yours, Amesley?
I got a 24.
You both notice this. Jen, can you describe the second bit? And these are just you two notices for now.
Yeah, so if you get like closer to Fionnuala, probably you'd have to be within like 10 feet of her or closer. Like where she's standing on the ground, which I think, is it like grassy by this stream or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, like you can see like when she lifts up her foot and like walks somewhere else, there's a spider web of frost like in a small radius like around where she's like touching the ground.
Interesting.
Like, you know how like plants, you have frost on them in the morning and sometimes if it's cold, but then it like dissipates, it like melts when, if it's, I guess if it's warm out, warm enough out.
So like gets into frost and then turns into dew, kind of.
Basically, yeah, when like she was like she sitting away. And she got up and moved, it like stayed for like a few seconds as sort of like frost and then immediately turned to dew. And like the same thing will happen when she walks through and like her foot touches like some grass blades. It'll just look a little bit frosty just for like a few seconds and then immediately just turn to mildew and then drop away.
Mildew?
Sorry, dew, not mildew, dew.
I can mold things now? Cool.
No, you're not Caduceus.
Can I touch the frost and like see if it's like cold to the touch?
How close are you getting to her?
Yeah, it only stays around for
like
a few seconds.
It's about like a 6-inch radius around her that would is affected.
Okay. Yeah, Taylor's going to like come over to Fionnuala and if when he notices the frost residue behind her, like kind of, I don't know, come up and inspect it, like try to reach down and like touch it and feel like, is this cold or is this illusory? And just ask like, it's not that cold out. What is going on here?
Just me, I guess. It's always like this. I shrug.
Not a day goes by that you don't impress me as a unique and fascinating person.
Thanks. You are also very fascinating.
Thanks. And yeah, Taylor's just gonna kind of brush it off and, you know, continue trying to get things in order and kind of be, you know, pondering why there's frost on the ground around Fionnuala.
Peleus, you sort of saw that interaction as well, so sort of like queuing in on it. Nortrude, I think you're still in your tent, so you haven't noticed it as of yet.
Because I was about to ask, do I notice?
Yeah. Do. D-E-W.
Do the do.
And Taylor's the
yes,
one with
I got
terrible
it,
jokes.
Thank you.
I think she's picking it up by proxy.
Excuse me?
It's a disease. It's spreading.
Yeah. Well,
patient zero
first.
And patient one. Taylor, who are you talking to just now?
Fionnuala?
Are you asking me or Fionnuala? You look different. Not bad, just different.
Yes, I know this.
Well, that's is this normal? Is this gonna happen? How often does this happen?
Whenever I want it to happen.
What? That's exciting.
Well, this is the second time she's changed now, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I'm just not terribly observant in the most of the time. Me or my book of animals.
I don't match. Yeah, I don't match his book. So
yeah,
he probably forgot about it.
She's not a frog. I figured that much out.
What?
Sorry. No. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Peleus, I thought you liked change as well. I mean, you're always changing what instrument you're playing. I mean, if Fionnuala wants to change how she looks, that's just her choice.
Oh, I love change, and I love that she's changing. I just don't like that she's changing more often than I get to change. That frustrates me. But it's fine, no matter. She's just got better fashion sense than I do, and that's distressing. So now that I'm all dressed and ready for action, where are we going today, ladies and gents? And Fionnuala?
I point up the stairs, and I look back.
Oh, well, that makes it nice and easy.
Aren't there stairs?
It's switchbacks.
Oh, switchback.
It's not stairs.
Never mind. I point up the switchback.
In Lord of the Rings where they have to like crawl on stairs to get up a mountain. It's just switchbacks.
Up the pass of Kirith Ungol.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
Kirith Ungol.
A series of escalators would be nice, but
well, I was just concerned about how we were gonna get the cart upstairs.
I take it back, it's not stairs.
You do see that the path does seem wide enough for the cart and the two horses. It's going to be very tricky, and obviously you can't really... Somebody has to, like, guide the horses, like, on foot, getting them up. And the turns of the switchbacks, there's definitely enough room to, like, turn and angle the cart, so it doesn't seem like you're going to get stuck, at least from what you can see at this point right here. You don't know what it looks like a little ways on because the mountains, you can tell that it's crest at one point and then it like continues going up and you can't really see a large portion of the switchback, but then you see it again, but then it does the same thing again, and then you just sort of like lose sight of it as it sort of like continues to go up. But Taylor, from your experience, it at least it used to be a good travel road, and yep, but it doesn't really seem to be used as of now.
Okay, well, Taylor is happy to work on guiding the horses and the cart if someone else is willing to go in front and maybe scout ahead a little bit so we know, you know, what to avoid if there's a hole or, you know, some sort of damage to the road when we're coming around a corner or something.
Well, I can go first, unless someone else wants to.
I can go first and look out for stuff. You should stay with your animal and make sure that nothing happens.
All right. Chop, chop, celery.
Oh, no. I can tell that you and Matt are dating. That's two really unfortunate terms in a row.
I thought it was fitting.
You thought it was fitting?
I'm not going to kill dinner. Celery.
Come on.
I'm amazed that you're able to elk out a friendship with this creature.
My God. We're never going to get anywhere.
I'm amazed we're still married.
So we have, who's in the cart, just so I know? I assume Nortrude's in the cart.
Yeah, I'll be in the cart for now.
Where's Marion on
kind of spaced out.
Marion is leading Hero in the back.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, is Marion and Hero in the cart too? That'd be great. Yeah, I was just going to walk in front of the cart.
Cool. You guys begin your climb. And the sound of the rushing river to your right, giving you a little spray as it tumbles down the waterfalls. The trail is packed dirt and seems rather disused. Taylor, you definitely see that as sort of your leading the horses up, it seems like, except for Ames's footprints in front of you, but no one else's. And Amesley, can you give me a perception check?
No, I got an 8 total.
Okay. As you guys travel up these switchbacks, going back and forth, back and forth, it doesn't really seem like there's too many sort of trees or bushes. There is maybe like a few bushes that have become a little bit overgrown, which is pretty easy to just lead the horses straight through or right around them, or even just like take out a sword and hack them back a little bit. But there's no real destruction with the trail. There's no boulders anyway or anything like that. It takes you basically the better part of a day to continue climbing up these switchbacks. And like I said, there's points where you get to sort of like flat level ground and are moving, and it seems like you get to like the next crest of a hill and then more switchbacks going up, and the sound of the waterfall sort of drifts in and out of your hearing because you sort of move away for a little while, so then you go back towards the waterfall, and then eventually you guys crest the hill and get to flat plain land, and there's a massive river to your right, which is the start of this giant waterfall. And you guys continue moving forward a little ways. Amesley, since you're still in front, you crest sort of a hill, and then you see this large expansive lake, crystalline blue, that's right in front of you. And there's mountains rimming it on all sides except for the side that you're walking up on. And the river is still off to your right, and there's still a few of the mountains that have a little bit of snow on the very top of them.
Wow. How far ahead am I of everyone? Are they going to be coming up really shortly?
They're going to come up shortly, yeah.
Okay. I'll probably hold for everyone else until now that we've reached this area. One, because it's also a beautiful view.
You all crest the same hill and see the same sight, and you can see Amesley is just standing there, awestruck by the view that she's looking at.
I assume this view looks familiar.
Yes, it looks very familiar. By the way, you all gain an inspiration point.
Yay! For seeing this.
Yay, I'm going to use it.
Pizza. I'm going to use mine for pizza.
Good. You're going to invent pizza, or are you just going to order it from the future?
Ooh. The future? The future has pizza? I'm excited.
So you guys are all standing there and looking at this crystalline blue ginormous lake. This lake seems bigger than the size of Revelhine, by the way.
Is it an ocean?
No.
Can we see the other side of it?
You can see the other side of it. It's definitely further than a mile, but you guys are also on sort of a hill crest, so you're like a little bit above the lake.
Okay.
So you're almost looking down on it. Plus, it's rimmed by mountains on all the sides except for where you are, and sort of like on the left of the lake, you can see that the trail sort of continues along that left side, and it seems like it goes through some pass that's on the other side of the lake. But you can see the entirety of the lake because there's nothing obstructing your view.
Is there any evidence around the lake of, like, habitation or, like, signs that anything else is up here? Or does it just look like a forest primeval around a lake rung with mountains?
There's nothing obvious. You don't see any cabins or old campfires or anything like that around. But
okay.
I'm going to need a survival check if you want to do any sort of tracking and such like that.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking at this lake from the same perspective as my dream, or is it different? Okay.
Exact same. This is sort of the hill rise and the view that you saw.
So can I point a finger to where that orange light was in my dream?
Sure.
Okay.
You can see sort of the same sort of hills where the orange light was coming from, and behind sort of those hills is like the steep mountains that go up after it, and that's to your left.
Okay.
I look in the direction that Fanula's pointing at and try to figure out what she's pointing at.
You just see the hills that she seems to be like pointing at and staring at, looking quizzically.
Fanula, are you all right there?
Yes, I believe we should go this way.
I thought you were just stretching.
Nope.
While the conversation's happening, I want to take the moment to do that survival check.
Sure.
Does this count as a forest or is this not a forest?
Sure, it's forest. There's okay. Like some, it's like a super high alpine forest. We'll give you that. Do you want to do the tracking where you are now, sort of on this pathway, or you want to go further, closer to the lake, or what do you want to do?
I'll see where the group goes. I mean, if we're going to head towards where Fanula's pointing, then I'll just kind of save it for her until we're traveling a little bit. I assume that if I'm working with the animals, I won't really be able to focus on tracking.
At this point in time now, it's not like you have to watch them constantly because you're on a super open, flat sort of expanse. You're not on a cliff ledge anymore. Okay. So,
cool. Yeah, I'll start tracking once we start moving again to see if there's anything on in the way that we're going.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll now.
All right, that's a 18.
Through the tracks of what you see, there seems to be no humanoid tracks. There doesn't even seem to be any like wagon wheel ruts anymore. It's just like there is sort of a trail here, but it's a little bit overgrown with sort of grass and stuff. But it looks almost more like at this point in time like a animal pathway. It seems like, I mean, you can definitely see tracks of deer, maybe a mountain lion or some other things that seem to be using this pathway, but definitely no signs of humans.
Hey, Amesley.
Yeah?
Watch out for big cats.
How big of cats? I like cats.
I mean, they can get pretty big. I don't know. Bigger than you.
That's not
saying. See some prints around here, but, well, okay. Big enough to carry you off. How about that? Just kind of keep your eyes out.
Oh, God. Okay.
They like these mountains. They can hunt, they can look, they can see so far. They're ambush predators.
Can I walk with you?
Yeah, we should be okay. You're welcome in the cart.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys don't really need a person in the front unless you want a person in the front anymore.
I'll be in the front.
I really don't want to be alone right now.
I'll walk with you, Amesley. Or we can ride in the cart. Whatever you want.
Yeah, let's just stay in the cart. Let's stay in the cart. Stay in the cart's great. We can play cards.
Yeah, and if I see any large cats, I will blast them with something.
That's
okay.
Story. And then we'll have dinner taken care of, too.
Oh, that sounds good.
For the next week.
Mountain lion meat. Great.
Roasted mountain lion meat.
All right, so Fanula, I guess you're just sort of leading everybody in a direction. Which seems to be, okay, let me lay it out a little bit more. So the trail sort of continues along the edge of the lake. And where you saw the light in the hills, you can either follow the trail for a little while and then take a 90-degree turn and then get to those hills and over to the light, or you can sort of get off of the trail now and sort of walk around maybe to get to those hills in a different direction and then up and around.
Which looks like the wagon could handle it better.
You don't know if the wagon can handle off trail. So maybe you know that the wagon will handle until you get to the 90 degree turn and onto the hills, and maybe they can get navigated through those hills, but you're unsure because you don't have any wagon experience.
Do I have enough experience to know to stay on the trail until we have to get off of it? Are there like huge boulders? Like, what's the terrain here?
There are some boulders that seem to have like fallen off the mountainside, but really it's just like you see maybe like a series of different hills, maybe a total of like 10 or something, that span out until it comes to like sort of the sharp cliff face that goes up.
Okay. I don't know. I'll just take the path until we have to get off of it.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are going to take the trail, and then it's coming to nighttime. The sun starts to set when you sort of get to the where you think the sort of the 90-degree turn would be, Fanula.
From my dream, was it this night that has the orange light or the next night?
You didn't have any definition of time with the dream. It was just like the dream started and it was daytime, and then the time shift and it had just like sped up to basically that night of the day. And once you saw the two moons crest sort of the mountains and you saw them like directly above the lake, is when your vision then shifts over to the left to where you see sort of the firelight.
Did I get any sense from the dream that it was like I had to be there when that happened?
No.
Take out the amulet. She'll say, motherfucker, give me something specific.
Taylor, I think you understand that. And Nortrude, you also understand that. She's also not being stealthy about it, but she did pull something out of her pack and is like whispering at her palm.
Does it do anything?
Give me a wisdom.
4.
Total?
That was in a saving throw or ability check?
Ability? Like, sure, yeah.
Yeah
it was cockeyed.
Three.
You roll.
The amulet doesn't respond, but thinking back on the dream, you feel like because it was very specific in the way that it turned your vision at nighttime and there was the orange glow at nighttime, you think that you probably have to be there at nighttime, but that's the best that you got.
Okay. I turn to the group. Do they look like they're all settling down, or what, are people just like standing? What's going on?
I don't know. What are you guys doing? She like stopped in the middle of the road and pulled the thing out of her pack and was like
muttering
at it in Sylvan. So
I'm just taking notes because I'm concerned that we're gonna have to, you know, take her to a mental facility after this adventure. So I'm building my case as we speak.
You just leave
Says
her at Ridgemont.
The blue elf in a like frilly bathrobe.
Uh-huh. It's not frilly.
I wish it was frilly.
Well, it I wish that filigree. You got more specifics from your magical amulet that we didn't see.
Taylor's gonna say to Fanula and Common, is everything okay?
Well, this might seem weird, but I had a dream last night that we should be over there, and I point. How far is it from here?
To the base of like the Sharp Cliff Mountains is...
Is it like, am I pointing like across the lake?
No, you're not pointing across the lake. You're pointing... The lake would be at your back, and you're pointing towards the mountain.
Anyways, okay, I point over there, and how far is it? Like, would it take us several hours to get where I'm pointing, do you think?
No. It seems almost like a quarter mile away.
Oh, it's close? Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... This isn't like a... This is almost like a gigantic bowl, kind of, where you're sort of the mountains are all around you. It's just on the left, there's a little bit of extra room for, like, these hills and your trail.
Okay, so I point over there and I say, there was a glowing light at night.
What kind of glowing light?
Like a, maybe like a campfire or something. It was orange and flickering.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe we could like sneak over there and check it out.
I'm very good at sneaking. I can help everyone else too.
Yeah, maybe we could just leave the cart or something.
Let's not leave it too far away. Just far enough away that they're not going to hear us approaching.
Fanula, do you think you could do that trick you did before where you talked to the horses? Maybe you could just tell them to stick around. Well, I guess we could hobble them, but I feel bad tying them up.
Yeah, I can talk with them. You give me 10 minutes. And I cast Speak with the Animals. I go over to, well, I go to Celery first and I say, I'll be back. You hang out here and eat grass. Is there grass?
There's a little amount of grass up here, yeah.
Okay. And then I go to the other horses. How many? There's like two.
There's two and then Marion's Hero, yeah.
All right, I'll include Hero in this. And I'll say, all right, guys, so we are going to go over there and you guys should stay here and wait for us to come back. Does that sound good? You better stick together or you'll be eaten.
Roll an anvil handling check at advantage.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm glad I had advantage. 20.
Okay. They seem content to be unhooked and munch on grass and stay around. They feel like they don't want to go anywhere.
Taylor looks over at Nortrude and tries to get her attention and says, Nortrude, with your time with the mages, do you know if there's any credence to dreams? Like, do you think that Fanula really saw something up there?
Nortrude has a very low tolerance for woo, and this is a little bit woo-y.
See, well, I, on the other hand, tend to go with my gut, and I just have a gut feeling that this is going to be interesting, if nothing else. I think that it's worth checking out.
Well, so. I do have some herbs for digestive upset, if you have too much of a gut feeling. But, yes, as far as my studies go, I have not done any work with dreams. That is more in the realm of those who deal with things that cannot be measured.
Well, like fortune tellers and street magicians? Is that
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes, very much. And other.
They're the most entertaining things. Kind of wizard I've ever met. So.
If you want to talk about entertaining, Paley's might have the best knowledge about this, then.
I don't much care for wizards, honestly. I mean, that's just my experience with them. But, I'm entertaining occasionally. That's
Nortrude's for sure. A wizard, by the way.
But who said that?
Nortrude is raising an eyebrow.
Just one?
Peleus is going insane. Yes. There's a voice in his head.
Just one.
How many inspiration points does she need to raise an eyebrow, Matt?
None.
I think necromancy is banned in the area.
So. Oh, boo.
No, I quite enjoy Nortrude's company. So, and her tent. And her tea kettle.
Is Fanula done with her spellcasting at this point?
Yeah.
Fanula, I have another question. Do we have to go to the top of this cliff?
Just at the base of the cliff, so I don't think we have to go to the top.
I don't think I would be ready to climb another cliff today. Thanks. I'm happy that... I don't want to chase your dreams if asked to take me up a cliff.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty tall cliff to climb.
So our plan is to leave the cart and the horses here. We'll go check out this area and then come back and make camp here, I think. Is that the plan?
Yeah, we could check it out now just to see what's there. But in my dream, the light was when both moons were in the sky. So probably in how many hours from now? Like 6 hours from now?
No, you're getting close to sunset. So maybe 4-ish
okay,
hours from now.
In like 4 hours or so.
Sounds like a stakeout.
Yeah.
Somebody say steak?
No, we don't have any steak, Peleus.
We have Hero.
We haven't caught that mountain lion yet.
Oh, I actually really like if we get there early because then I can figure out what the best places for everyone to hide are.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go. How about you?
I nod.
Yeah, let's do this!
Whoa.
I just imagine her like jumping around like, oh boy!
Just like she's a the, shot
she's
into
the
bushes.
One. Yeah.
I'm going to do sneaking in so long. Oh my god.
I haven't made a stealth check in days.
I'm craving it, guys.
Sure, let's go.
And Amesley's gone.
You all never see her again. She's that stealthy.
All right, well, if we're ready, I can lead the way. I look at everyone.
I follow okay. After, scamper after.
All right. You guys start heading southward of this lake and over a few different hills, and you get to this last small hill crest. At the top of this hill crest, you can sort of see where the edge of the wall mountain starts. And there's a few boulders, there's a few bushes all around, but there doesn't seem to be any sort of campsite or anything here. It just, this seems sort of roughly where you saw it in the vision, Fionnuala, but I mean, that's all you guys see.
I turn to Taylor and say, maybe you could look around for any clues?
I just had the Blues Clues song pop into my head. And
same here. I had to resist every urge to sing it, yeah.
Taylor's going... Taylor's just going to nod and kind of, you know, take a few steps, and I'm going to shift and kind of take a scent of the area and just kind of, you know, search around, sniff around, and just see if there's anything that stands out as recently here or out of place or unexpected.
Cool. Yeah, give me that investigation.
Okay. And that puts us at a 19. I rolled a 13, so.
Okay. Sort of with your scent and the low light vision that you have. I mean, it is starting to get darker by the time that you guys are here, and I don't think anyone has any lights out or anything. But you don't see any tracks whatsoever of humankind or humanoid. There seems to be a rabbit that's like run across the path here, but there's nothing that stands out to you.
Wait, there's a path?
No, there is a small little animal trail a rabbit went by. But there's just like the boulders and some bushes, but nothing seems out of place to you. It all seems all natural, you know. you don't know what really you're looking for here.
Okay. Taylor's just kind of going to range a little bit and then come back and just say, I don't smell anything here that stands out. I think we're by ourselves. Do you have a cookie in your pocket? What is that? What? He's just going to kind of go over towards Amesley and just like sniff Amesley a whole bunch more than he did last time.
Maybe I have a cookie. Do you want it?
Yeah. I mean, it smells enchanting. I've just been in that cart all day, and can I have it?
You have to sit first.
Okay, Amesley pulls out two cookies.
Who said that? Taylor's just going to like kind of sit down where he is and eat it with both hands.
Oh my gosh, you're so and cute.
Kind of just be raptured by this cookie for a moment. The fun mental image for everyone.
I love this mental image.
One thing, I guess, from walking over here, Taylor, it seems like it wouldn't be too bad taking the horses off the trail and bringing them over here. The cart, I mean, you still have to like guide it, maybe like steer it away from some boulders and some potholes, but it seems like you could take it over here after walking here now. It seems like it is possible.
But wouldn't okay. it be obvious?
It'd be louder.
I mean, so there's a bunch of hills around here. You could put it in sort of like one of the lulls of the hills, and there's some bush material around that you could cover it with conceivably, I suppose, if you wanted to do something like that.
How much time do we have?
3 hours.
I want to scout the area to see if I can find a spot that the cart would be capable of being hidden.
Yeah, sure. Just do a perception check for that one.
10 total.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you find basically what I was saying, sort of like the dip in sort of the hills where you could put the cart.
How far away is it from the area we're supposed to be at?
It's sort of like the next hill behind you guys towards the trail road thing.
Okay, well, I could go over there. I mean, it's capable of being hidden, and it's much closer than where they currently are, but still far enough away that it shouldn't draw too much attention if they do cross that area. Do we want to go back and bring them? I can... No, I don't want to stay.
I don't think anything's going to bother the cart or the horses where we left it. I mean, unless we want to camp up here, we could easily just head back down when... Well, if we don't see anything up here, but if you want to bring the cart up, we can do that.
I just think it depends on what's going to happen when the thing that happened in Fionnuala's dreams happens. Because if it it's going to take a long time. I don't really need the horses alone for that long period of time. And we don't really know what's going to go on.
Yeah, I don't know either. So
fair enough.
Whatever you think is best.
I'm fine leaving it there as well if other people want to. That's just my two bits.
Does anyone else want to come get the cart with me? We'll just bring it up here and be done with it.
I'll go along.
Sure.
Okay, so Nortrude, Peleus, and Taylor are going to go move the cart.
Great. And since I'm not being left alone, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to scout the area where we're supposed to meet for specific areas for each person to hide.
Okay.
And I'm going to look around just investigating the area, I guess.
And we'll have Marion keep watch too up by Fanula.
Okay. Fanula, give me an investigation check.
Ooh. 16.
Yeah, you don't really see much of anything that stands out until you get to sort of where the flat face of the rock wall mountain is, and you're feeling the mountain as you do sometimes, and you're just walking down towards like sort of the opposite direction that Amesley was, and then you just sort of feel some grooves that don't really seem natural. Then you like look back and look at them, and you can't see what like those grooves are, but you felt it with your fingers.
Okay, I go back and I feel the spot again.
Okay, you feel some grooves. And they give me another intelligence check.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure, yeah.
Does it look like I can't see any grooves, but I can feel them? Is there like an illusion there?
It's not like your finger disappears into an illusion. It's just like you can, for some reason you can feel it with your fingers, but you can't see it. You don't know why. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's an illusion, because if it was an illusion, you'd be able to like go through it with your fingers.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like that.
Oh, wow. I rolled pretty good. Okay. 16 again.
With 16, it seems like a letter, maybe, or some sort of symbol, but it's nothing that you recognize. It's not of any sort of alphabet that you know.
Okay. I have my little spell book thing with me.
Yep.
I mean, my notebook. I'm sure everyone knows it's a spell book. I was like doing spells out of it. Okay, take that out. And
can you describe what it looks like? I don't think you've ever described what it looks like.
I have described, but it's small, bound book that has, it looks like it's bound in like iridescent butterfly wings or something weird like that. And take it out and draw in it the symbol that I can feel as best as I can do.
You're actively feeling the symbol and then you're drawing it in your notebook?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You draw something that you have no idea what the hell it is.
Okay, but I do that. Okay. And then...
This is how demons get summoned. This is how every horror movie starts.
Vanilla don't care. She's going to keep walking with her hand on the rock face and see if she can find more of them.
Okay. Now give me an investigation advantage. By this time, the rest of you have come back with the cart and horses.
Wow. 16 again.
3 16s in a row.
And it was in a different dice this time that rolled it.
Okay, so you start feeling around, and then you realize that there's more symbols above where your hand was and below where your hand was, and it seems like there's this...
It's like a line?
Yes, some sort of like... No, not like an up and down line. You keep putting together these symbols as they are like words or something, but it's like hard to figure out where they start and end, and you're just continually like feeling and drawing in your notebook, and I mean you're just like writing symbols in your notebook down. It's not nothing, none of it like sort of makes sense to you, these symbols. Okay. But there are a lot of them, and there are a lot of different ones. They repeat.
Can I try to cast identify on one of the symbols?
On the rock or in your notebook?
On the notebook. Or a rock, I mean.
Okay. You're...
I mean, it says you can do it on an object. Does that count?
I mean, you can try. If you do the ritual spell, it won't do anything.
Okay. So if I do it, there's nothing.
It doesn't come up with anything.
Okay.
So we all came back and Fanula's gone.
Fanula is at sort of like the base of the mountain. You guys sort of like get to the top of the hill and you can see her, and she's sort of like 60 feet away, like down the mountain, and she's like feeling
the rock wall and then like writing in her notebook.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can they see me that well? Because I have like that cloak on and I look like a rock. Mind.
You can't really see her. Also, it's like middle of the night now.
Can I still see her? Because I feel like even though I'm looking for hiding points, I would have noticed if I suddenly
like you probably knew
her.
Where I
was. I think you and Marion like know where she's at. Like she walked off that way. Like Marion's also like keeping an eye on her. But let's see, whoever doesn't have dark vision. So Nortrude.
Sorry, Nortrude.
No, my familiar B has dark vision for 30 feet. B is on my shoulder.
Okay. Got it.
I just had the idea that you're seeing through B, but you're not controlling what B's doing. So you're just like glancing left, glancing right, looking up, looking down, like chipmunk level attention span. And you're like, stop, B, stop. No, look to the left, B.
B and I are an excellent team.
Lots of practice.
Yes.
All right. So, Taylor, you think that she's gone, but then Amesley and Marion sort of like point her out and you can... It's hard, really extremely hard to see her because she seems to be like blending into the wall. Her cloak has that added feature, but then you can also see her hands and her like notebook that's sort of there. Otherwise, it just seems like she's part of the
wall. Would look like the wall too.
Do you think we should go see if she needs any help? She's kind of, I would say she's acting strange, but this is kind of par for the course.
She's always kind of strange. It's part of her charm.
No.
Where is she again?
She's right over there. She's looking at something on the ground of the place that we need to meet the people that she saw in her dream.
She saw people in her dream?
Why are we up here again?
Well, no, just she mentioned campfire, so I just assumed people. I don't know what's going on. I'm just kind of going along for the ride.
Taylor's going to walk over towards Fionnuala and pick his way across the rock.
You get over to Fionnuala and you see the scene of her one hand against the wall. And then writing in her notebook, and if you look over at her notebook, there's just a ton of really strange symbols in it.
Do the symbols make me feel anything? Like, do they look just like
confusing? Like she's crazy? Or
hey,
you feel loved for the first time.
Yeah.
They're all mixed up, jumbled. You have no idea. Like, it's no language or anything that comes to your brain at all.
Are the symbols musical notes?
Do you walk over there,
Pelias? Are
Pelias?
You there?
No.
Just asking the void nearby.
I'm yelling across the lake.
Is there music over there?
Are those symbols musical notes?
And I'm like looking for lions the entire time I'm yelling.
You don't even know there's symbols over there.
I walk over and ask the same question.
No, they don't look like musical notes. They, again, you look at what she's writing and it's just... mumbo jumbo. You have no idea.
Does it look like sharp angles or curly or like what is this script like?
It's a bit of both. It seems a little bit curly. Like there seems to be like tails on the edge. Serifs, I believe that they're called.
That's correct.
At the end of all the sort of letterings.
This sounds like it might be Nortrude's specialty. I don't know if she wants to take a look.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
She can't see.
Well, Nortrude, grow over here.
B can see, though.
Send B in.
Marco.
B knows. B knows everything.
B can only see 30 feet.
I know. I mean, I can, like, hear where you guys are, so we'll walk in that general direction.
Yeah, I mean, you can make your way over there. And looking through B at the symbols, just give me an intelligence check for you.
I'm sure... better than my negative one.
Is it a natural one?
Okay.
I don't know. She rolled a one.
Oh, sweetheart. Okay. I'm so sorry.
So you don't... Yeah, it just looks like a jumbled mess. Like you... Even like... So you notice the way that Fionnuala is writing. And it's like, why are you making notes like this? It's like, doesn't make sense. And yeah, that's all that you're getting. It's just like she's writing weird looking symbols in her journal.
I turn to Nortrude when I see her show up and I say, there's a writing on this wall that you can feel but you can't see. I like lean the book towards her more. I'm like, do you know what it says?
Unfortunately, I do not know what it says. It doesn't even look like writing to me.
Yeah, I don't know what it says either.
You have very sloppy penmanship.
That's what it feels like. You can feel it.
So... I reach out and I'm feeling it. still doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, now that you're feeling it, you can kind of see. Why don't you give me another intelligence check to see if you can piece together it differently than what she's doing?
Okay, I'll roll left-handed this time.
Nice.
Negative.
Okay, I got a 20.
Total?
Wait, no, I got a 25 total.
Wait, so you got a natural 20?
She went from one.
You gotta say you got a nat 20 in a very excited voice now.
Oh, sorry. Oh, guys, I got a nat 20.
Yeah!
It's a very good impersonation there, actually.
You should always roll with your left hand.
Okay, so...
She's like, well, I just needed to feel it, obviously.
So you realize that Fionnuala, the way that she's been sort of writing it, she just sort of like feels a symbol, writes it down, feels a symbol, writes it down. But then now that you're feeling it and like looking at it, you can see that it's got sort of like a sentence structure.
Can she see it?
Feeling it.
Okay.
Seeing with her fingers.
Okay. Just quiet.
You can see that it has sort of a sentence structure and it is like one full sort of sentence. And you know now how to write the symbols in sort of a correct way. But it's still in sort of a symbol language or whatever that you don't understand.
Okay, but I can, like, recognize the syntax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I also lean over to Nortrud and ask her, so do you know what's going on here? Like, why we can't see this, but we can only feel it?
Give me an Arcana check.
Well, I got a 20 again.
Natural?
And then I was like, what did you do? Yeah, so altogether it's a 27.
Okay, so
these
to your knowledge, it's not an illusion, that is for sure, but it is some sort of magic, some sort of like magical etching. You sort of read about this in books that sometimes like at a certain time of day, a certain time of moonlight or something, they like become visible, like a certain time of year, or you have to do something in order to make it visible or something. And generally this is sort of like a secret passage or something like that. So that's sort of what you get from your Arcana knowledge. You don't know why. You can feel it but not see it, but maybe that's why.
Cool. So I explain all that to Fionnuala.
Oh, really? What do you think we have to do? Do you think it's from my dream, like tonight when the moon rises?
Well, since you did dream that, and we're now in this scenario where your dream seems to be playing out, it seems like the next logical step would be to wait until the moon rises. One of the moons? How many moons are there?
Two. And both of them were in my dream when risen.
Are both of them supposed to rise later?
Yeah, in a couple hours.
Okay. Well, to me, it seems like it would be a good idea to wait and see, because we need something to be able to reveal the text. Because I can tell that there's, like, sentence structure, but not actually what the words mean.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we could still hide around here. Are there, like, bushes around us or anything, Matt?
Yeah, there's some boulders and bushes.
There better be, because I spent this entire time looking for hiding spots.
I look to Amesley and I say, is there anywhere good to hide just in case somebody shows up or something?
Oh, I found spots for absolutely everybody.
Oh, great.
Okay, so now I'm going based off according to size, but I'm also keeping us together enough that way if something goes wrong, no one's going to be too far away from anybody else. So, Mary, I want you to hide over here. And Fionnuala, this is your area here. You could also blend in very well with your current color scheme. So this is basically what Ainsley's going to be doing.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you guys...
I go where she said, and I crouch down, and I blend in.
Hideable spaces around where this hidden sentence in the wall is. And I mean, what are you guys trying to stealth? And if you are, I need to have stealth checks from all of you.
I'm also hiding.
Can I use my feet to help them with their stealth check if they choose to use it?
Totally.
What does that mean?
Do you want to roll stealth?
Yeah. I'm hiding.
Okay, add 8 to your roll.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Okay, let me try. Oh, I'm glad you did that.
I mean, everybody can roll stealth if that's all everybody wants to do.
Do we add our total and then 8?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on top of.
Basically, this feat allows me to any skill that I am proficient in. When I assist, instead of giving you advantage, I just give you my entire bonus.
24.
Yeah. Okay, I got 16. I rolled real bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 24 total.
Okay. Taylor, are you also hiding?
Taylor got 13.
Okay. Oh, Marion didn't do so well. He got a natural 2, and I don't remember what his bonus is, because it's really bad, because he's also wearing plate armor, but...
But he's just hiding. He's not trying to walk around.
Yeah, I think his stealth must be like +2 or something. But then he gets an additional +8. So he's at like a 12.
He's doing okay, not great.
He's like hiding behind a bush, but it's like the bush is smaller than
him. So basically he kind of went into the area I told him to and just kind of stood there, and I just kind of grumbled and threw more leaves at him.
Yeah. Okay. You guys are all hiding and waiting. Is there something you're going to be doing for the next 3 hours?
Taylor's going to do animal calls and just try to be birds.
Yeah, I was going to try.
The nighttime birds?
Yeah, nighttime bird.
Are there any animals around me that aren't Taylor calling?
How do you know?
There's a tea kettle.
Do I see any animals close to me?
Perception check.
Okay.
Two-headed worm.
14.
After an hour, you see maybe like a fox in the distance or some sort of like very small mammal.
Okay, as soon as I see an animal coming close enough to talk to, I'm going to cast speak with the animal.
It's not close enough to talk to you. It didn't like...
Hey!
Seems real stealthy.
It's like it's at the edge of your vision right now, so it's like 60 feet away, kind of.
There are no birds or anything.
No.
Fine. I do not think. I'm bored.
I'm just gonna quietly attend to my weaponry, like try and clean my dagger, for instance, and polish my trident. Can't do much about the rapier, but you know.
You want to keep the tetanus on it? Got it.
I do. That insta kill 5 years in the future.
Taylor's gonna take a nap.
Okay.
I mean, he'll wake up as soon as stuff happens.
You don't
That's
know
how
that.
He rolls, but he's just going to sleep.
Nortrude is going to take notes and record observations.
Okay.
There are a lot of owls here.
For 3 hours.
She's a very studious person.
3 hours pass, and you see the second moon rise, Nartrus, and the starlight... And moons are all in the sky, and nothing seems to be happening.
Hi there, I'm Kenan, and I'm the DM for Top of the Round. We are a homebrew, character-driven, actual play podcast, fueled by the power of D&D 5e. What happens when a naive druid, an orphaned monk, and a mysterious drow elf are roped into becoming a mailman for a goddess?
Join Talus.
As you know, my bosses aren't the most merciful people.
Chaz. Hey, do you guys know where I could find a map of everywhere?
And Seku.
We might as well try. It's the worst thing that could happen is we could die.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Episodes drop every Monday. Hope to see you soon.